some people still push toxic pesticides and synthetic fertilizers, things they learned 30 years ago. Well, Howard Garrett will talk about things he learned 30 years ago, but also things he learned last year and yesterday. So here he is, your host, the natural organic scientist, the Dirt Doctor.
Thank you, Logan, and I was working on moving some of the pictures of the new art over to Facebook. I didn't get it finished. I'll work on that at the next break for you a little bit, so check that out. Some of my art originals and some prints, a very limited number, are available in the same area where you go to buy Howard's books, in the area where the books are explained, the art. Information is there too, but you're going to see more of a library of my stuff on Facebook right now. We haven't put that much on the website yet, so check it out. Let me know what you think. And if you want to buy a piece, that'd be great. That's one of the ways we've set up to raise money for the nonprofit Texas Organic Research Center. In addition to the books, the book sales. At $50, or you get membership in the Organic Club of America at $75, you can donate or buy books, either one. You get some other benefits, including seed from Bob Webster's garden and my garden and that sort of thing. It's all explained to you on the website, dirtdoctor.com. Could be kind of an interesting holiday gift for you if you're still looking for something that is at the last minute. We're down to the last couple of days, obviously, for Christmas anyway. The telephone number, if you want to jump in here anytime, is 866-444-3478. Real-time pain relief, before I go back to the tree conversation, you can get a deal, a pretty special deal. For a dollar, you can get some of the product, real-time pain relief, to try out. Just take a look at the real-time pain relief entry on dirtdoctor.com, and it'll tell you how that works, okay? Well, here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and it goes for people in other parts of Texas and other parts of the South and even across the country, some of the oak trees we all have are kind of in the same category, live oaks, red oaks, bur oaks, and things like that. Red oak, in the red oak category, people up north have the black oak, which is used a whole lot. And those are all great trees. They all get to be really big. And one of the things that people need to look at in residential situations are trees that don't get quite so large. Two of them, and you can look up information on my website, and my book on trees covers it. It's called Texas Trees, but it covers trees that are good for a whole lot more than just Texas. That was back in the days when we were only on the radio in the Texas area. But some of the more medium-sized, moderate-growing trees might be a better way to go for you on a residential basis. Some that are in that category for me, and I recommend you look into them too. Lacey oak is one of the very best. Cambie oak is a version of red oak that's a little smaller growing, and it ranges between semi-evergreen to completely evergreen, and it's red oak, which creates some interesting issues. One of them is that you get to clean up leaves at a different time of the year than in the fall when most of the red oaks are dropping their leaves. They tend to hold their leaves and drop in late winter, middle of the winter, late winter to even spring when the new leaves are pushing out. Same time live oaks push out the new leaves and kick off the old ones and create a lot of cleaning up to do, and people get nervous about it every year when they see the leaves being kicked off of live oaks in the spring. But that's when they're supposed to, when the buds are swelling and the new leaves are trying to come on. Also, in that medium range, are a couple of maples. Well, the Japanese maples are in that category, too. I mentioned briefly before the last break that the species Japanese maple, the green Japanese maples, are my among my favorite trees. And they get pretty big. They get pretty good size. Shantung maple is in that same category, and it's also an import from Asia, like Japanese maples are. But it's a good one. It doesn't get to be a quite as huge a big shade tree, so it's a good one to consider for residential use. The only flaw with Shantung maple, and it's a fairly significant one, it seems to be as sensitive to air pollution, especially the drift of herbicides, which unfortunately are still all over the place out there, as any tree I've ever run into. It doesn't kill the tree, but it does some cosmetic deformity to the foliage. It creates some kind of crinkling and kind of messy-looking effect on the foliage. Certain herbicides are worse about that than others because certain herbicides like are still used by a lot of states along roadways and things like that. Can do damage, phytotoxicity, at levels as low as parts per billion. And things like manage are in that category. Oust is in that category. They're used by a lot of cities and things like that. So just be aware of that one little kind of flaw for Shantung maple. Our native maple, Big Tooth, which is my favorite in this category, and it'll grow in a wide range across the country. If you look at the zones that I recommend on dirtdoctor.com where we do the entries for all these various trees, you'll see that you can grow it in a pretty big area across the country. It has zero problem with cosmetic damage that I've run into so far. The leaves are real thick and substantive and just stay really pretty and dark green through the whole growing season, and then the fall color is spectacular. So consider that no matter where you are. It's native to Texas, but it'll grow all over the place, and it's a good one. Paper bark maple is in this category. I was talking to Bob about paper bark maple yesterday, Acer grisium, and it's gorgeous. It has the prettiest foliage. It looks like little puppy feet, kind of a design, real soft, beautiful dark red fall color. In the spring, the buds and the stems look like pussy willow, real fuzzy, real pretty, and so it's pretty all year round. And the trunk may be the most outstanding feature of paper bark maple of any of the other features, and the others are good, but the bark is gorgeous. It's exfoliating. Kind of like birch, only prettier, really deep reddish brown colors and really, really nice. For those of you in the South, especially, or, you know, like in Dallas where it gets to be 120 degrees or whatever in the summertime sometime, it's going to appreciate if you plant it where it gets a little afternoon shade. But it gets fairly good size. It gets into that medium growth category like the Lacey Oak and the Cambi Oak and those kind of trees that I was talking about. But it's definitely one for you to put on your list. I've seen it growing and doing well from, you know, the southern part of the United States to Boston and parts in between. So it's really a good tree. Parodia, which you may want to remember the name of, the Persian ironwood, is one that's spectacular. It has beautiful color. It has something going on right now. I was telling Bob, and he was kind of bemoaning the fact that it's hard to find in the commercial growing industry. And I don't know why, because it's very easy to grow. The only flaw it has is that it will tend to pop up a little bit here and there. It's not terribly a bad problem like you get from poplars and things like that, you know, popping up all over the yard. But it will come up from root sprouts here and there. You just, you know, knock them out with a little hand tool or something or mow them down. It's not a big, huge problem at all. But the Parodia, the Persian ironwood, looks a little bit, and it's kin to, in fact, I had it in my books incorrectly as witch hazel at one time. Looks very similar, but it's very much better for most people, especially in the South, in hot areas than witch hazel is. And the fall color will range from a brilliant butter yellow like my tree gets to deep reds. But what it's doing right now is the most interesting thing. It's coming into flower. And, yeah, in December. Let me tell you a little bit more about it when I come back. It's a great one. And then we'll talk about some other trees and then move on over to the basic organic program that I recommend and go through it in some detail and bring you up to date on some of the new techniques and products that we're recommending in the program. I'm Howard Garrett. The number is 866-444-3478.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's 3-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic weed control? Pure Grow Weed Crush is a natural, organic, non-selective weed control that kills broadleaf weeds, foxtail, chickweed, and other undesirable plants. It is fast-acting with visible results in 30 minutes and is safe to use around people and pets. Ask for Pure Grow Weed Crush in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at puregrowusa.com or call 469-423-0712.
When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And the lines are open if you want to jump on here at 866-444-3478. Continuing our talk on trees, though, the ornamental trees that you need to take a look at, other than crepe myrtles, and I love crepe myrtles. I think they're great. I think they're when you have full sun situation, using them from the dwarf crepe myrtles in mass planting. Just a foolproof way to have color for a very long period of time to the big spectacular trees. I like them all. They tend to be planted incorrectly across the board for the most part. And if you'll plant them nice and high, like we recommend with the flare and the aprons of the crepe myrtles showing, they'll do better than you have ever seen. They're so tough they can survive being too deep in the ground, but they're not going to perform and reach their ultimate potential unless they're planted at the right height, which means that the flare is very dramatically exposed. And that goes for any of the trees. The bottomland trees like green ash and pecan to a degree and others can survive and do okay being planted low. They've evolved to handle that situation. But even the bottomland trees, we've proven with the national champion pecan tree in Weatherford, fare far better when the flares are exposed properly. The champion, you've probably heard me talk about if you've listened to the show at all, we took over 5 feet of soil off one side of the base of this 700 or 800 year old pecan tree. Pecan tree is definitely on the good list, not only because it's a big, spectacular, stately shade tree for you. Big, it's in the category of, you know, red oaks, bur oaks, live oaks, black oaks, and all those kinds of things. American elms, good too. It has a few built-in problems, but pecans are in the big category. And a little messy. I did a newsletter about the and a Dallas Morning News column about the messiness issue. Bottom line on that is that all trees are dropping something sometime, and the trees that are the neatest and the cleanest are some of them that I have mentioned to you already this morning. That won't go back over again. But one of the reasons I like them so much is they tend to be relatively clean. One that I didn't put in the medium size category that I should have is the Mexican white oak. I was noticing mine in the front yard of the office just a couple of days ago, how beautiful it is right now. Completely evergreen, big old thick leathery leaves, just a terrific, terrific tree. Should be used a whole lot more than it's used. And again, you'll see in the entry on dirtdoctor.com that explains it in great detail that it'll grow in a wide range of hardiness zones. So take a look at that one. One that's pretty closely kin, very closely kin, that's going to be harder for you to find, but you need to know about it. It's called loquat oak. And the one I planted, I got it. Can't remember where I got it. It may have been one that I got from Stephen F. Austin from their growing operation over there, David Creech. I visit with him every year or so, and we talk trees, and he's always experimenting with different kinds of things. He was working with the Parodia and some of the other things that you hear me talk about. But that's definitely where I got it, because he has a big one growing there at Stephen F. Austin, this loquat leaf oak. And it's got the big, thick, leathery leaves like a Mexican white oak. And it's semi to completely evergreen. It's in that category of trees that don't kick off their foliage until the new ones are already starting to grow. It's kind of unusual, but the loquat leaf is that way. When I planted mine, and it was a small one from him, I'm pretty sure, it kind of limped along for a while, and I was like, this thing's not going to do that well in our alkaline soils, the black and white soils we have in Dallas. But all of a sudden, one day, I looked around, and this thing had gotten big, and is crowding a big white flowering peach tree that I planted, which I think I'm going to take down. I think it's getting a little too crowded there, and I want to use the wood of the trunk. I'm going to try to figure out, some of the listeners might be able to give me a hand with this. I don't know anything about it, and I need to look it up online, and maybe some people out there can give me some help with it, of how to take care of fresh wood, you know, season it so it doesn't crack and start falling apart and all that kind of thing, and it'd be useful for making sculpture later on. Anybody has any experience with that, let me know. In this case, it would be a peach tree, a flowering white peach tree. It's pretty, but it's just gotten too big. Plus, the fact I planted it too close to the house. I do a lot of things like that with the intention of removing some trees later on and letting the trees that are longer lasting, that are more properly located, take over and grow. That'll work at the office because I'm the one there mainly. At home, Judy's there too, and she doesn't agree with that philosophy that much about taking things out. So we end up leaving a very crowded situation in some cases. My big ginkgo, and I didn't tell you about my ginkgo in Parodia in the Texas Forest Service visit that I had when I come back, and then we'll move on to the next tree subject for you. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The website is dirtdoctor.com, and the telephone number to be with me on the show is 866-444-3478.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating the certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Amazon.com, as well as Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Well, I was working on trying to put the my latest art on Facebook, and I've got it for you, but it's... You know, there's two different Facebooks. One's personal and one's public, and I don't understand the difference. And if you do the automatic thing, it goes on the one that is not the one that we use the most. So it's there. It's the one where I'm standing up holding Tater, and the one that's there where you won't find the pictures yet is where the close-up of me, I'm holding Tater too, but up against my face and I've got a beard in that shot. You want the one where I don't have a beard and I'm standing up. You can see my whole body with holding a little Tater. But anyway, we'll try to get it on both of them for you so it's easy to find. I wanted to tell you about the ginkgo. Ginkgo definitely in the, for most people, in the middle size category of trees. That's not the case with mine. Mine has grown incredibly fast for two main reasons, I think. I know. The first one is it's been under an organic program, total organic program, since it was planted 33 years ago when Logan was born, basically, and 32 years ago, and has done incredibly well for that reason. I think that the ginkgo, being a prehistoric tree, is probably more sensitive to biological activity being proper in the soil and all that, plenty of carbon in the soil from organic matter and all that. But the other thing is I've dramatically exposed the flare. I've taken off over 2 feet of soil off of my own tree, well, or 18 inches probably, a lot. You can see by the photographs that are on the entry in in dirtdoctor.com how dramatically we've exposed the flare. And I'll get growth on my ginkgo that'll range from 8 inches a year to 20 inches a year, depending on where on the tree, you know, you look at the nodes and internodes. Most other people, you know, will complain that their tree is only growing an inch a year or something like that. And that's fairly common, an inch to 2 inches a year. Organic program, it dramatically exposed flare, and your tree will not just ginkgo, but other trees as well that are kind of notoriously slow growing. You'll see greater production. You also see flowering improve. You'll see if it's a fruiting tree of any kind, you'll see it get better. And so it's in that medium size category. Although mine's gotten really big, and I'll tell you about meeting with Texas Forest Service related to that. But let me finish on the Parodia, the Persian ironwood. I didn't finish telling you that mine is kicking off the yellow leaves right now and putting on red flowers. Yeah, it blooms in the middle of the winter with these little red clusters. They tend to be way up in the tree and away from close view. You almost have to do some cuts, stems, and bring them in and enjoy them inside to really get the benefit out of them. I stumbled across it a few years ago because some squirrels had knocked off some and they were on the ground, or I wouldn't even have noticed them up in the tree. But it's a real cool feature of the Parodia, the Chinese, Persian ironwood. And again, it's definitely in that category. I had a meeting, had a really good meeting with Mike Sills the other day. He's with the Texas Forest Service. It's a part of A&M. And they come out and measure trees and do the tree lists and all that kind of thing. And they're, of course, the ones that had identified the big ginkgo over in New Boston, where I met the owners and met the tree and talked about the tree in the summertime. And it's a big, beautiful tree. It really is. The trunk is, I don't know, 6 feet in diameter, five to six feet in diameter. So it's a big tree. But the top of the tree, the canopy is not a whole lot bigger than mine. And that's a pretty big deal from an educational standpoint and helping other people standpoint, because it shows how aggressively my tree has grown, the top of my tree has grown, because mine's only 30. You know, I don't know how long it was in the nursery before we planted it, but let's say 5 years. So maybe it's 40 years old, you know, from the time it was propagated, and it's a big tree. And so Mike measured it and has put it into the system. We'll see how it stacks up. It won't even be close to beating the new Boston tree, but I'm really curious about how the canopy, how the top of the tree compares in size to the state champ. While he was there, I said, you know, I've never seen any other Parodias around the country, around the state. This may be the biggest one in the state. Let's just measure and see how it stacks up. So we'll see. It may or may not. If it's not the state champion, I'm really looking forward to seeing the one that beats it, because mine's pretty big. Let's get back to catching up on some phone calls. Jim in Dallas next up. Hello, Jim.
Hello, Howard. How are you this morning?
Doing very well. And you?
I'm doing pretty well.
What's up?
Well, you had just talked a little while ago about your, I think it was a peach tree that you were going to cut down and you wanted to preserve.
Yeah, you know how to do that sort of thing?
Yes, sir. The main principle is that you want to keep it from drying out through the end grain where you did the cuts.
Okay.
Because when it dries over time through that area, that's where it causes it to crack. And if you can slow that down to where it's drying out through the bark along the log, it is less likely to crack. So there is a product that's called Anchor Seal that is meant to do that. But I've also seen people just melt wax on the ends.
Well, I was going to mention, I was in a woodcrafting store the other day, and some of the wood that they had for sale for carving had wax on both ends of it.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
So that's what they're doing. And, huh?
Yeah, and then you can do, there's all kinds of products that will do that, but you can also just take a good latex paint and paint the ends and just make sure that it's sealed real well, and that it slows down the drying, first of all.
Makes sense, yeah.
But like I said, it causes it to try and dry out through the bark rather than through those ends, which is where all the cracking usually occurs.
Well, if you do it on the ends, you don't have to treat the sides. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Well, that's a good tip. Do you do woodworking? Is that how you know about this stuff?
You probably don't remember. It's been several months ago, but there was a woman that had a beloved, I think it was cypress tree that had fallen, and I called in and told you and her to contact the Dallas area wood turners and
carvers. I remember, sure.
Yeah, and yes, I do wood turning. And you can find all kinds of things on the internet, obviously. But the other thing I wanted to mention to you, I don't know anything about the peach you were talking about. And but there is a website that is wood-database.com. And you can find out just about everything about any kind of wood and how well it works.
I may have looked at that when I was looking in, for doing some research on the Royal Polonia, you know, the Empress tree that I wanted to try to get some wood off to make some sculpture as well. I appreciate it. That's a great tip. And the sculpture I've been working on this cherry for a long time, gosh, I've had it for 30-ish years, and it was not treated on the end. It's got some minor cracking in it. I wonder, as old as it is, it would do any good to treat the ends. I'm starting to put some lemon oil on it now and playing with that idea as opposed to tung oil, because – tung oil is what everybody recommends, as you know, I'm sure. But the lemon oil has so much better smell to work with, and I like the color that's coming from it, and it looks like it's going to work out pretty well.
Yeah, I would – you're obviously much more an expert on wood than I am with being an arborist and all that, but I would – suggest if you've had it for that long that it's about as dry as it's going to get.
Yeah,
and
I think,
therefore,
I think so.
It wouldn't do you much good to try and treat the ends. But I have laughed. I've heard you mention that several times, that I've laughed, because as I've gotten into wood turning, there are definitely items that if I were to calculate an hourly rate, there's no way that anybody other than Ross Perot could afford some of them.
That's exactly right. There's no way anybody's going to be able to afford my first wood carving. I bought a piece of basswood the other day, and I may do some tupelo and some other things. I'm really looking forward to doing Royal Polonia, and I'll try to do some smaller pieces that I can do on a regular time frame, and maybe they'll be affordable.
Yeah.
So we can raise some money.
I wish you luck with that, because in my experience, the things I've tried to keep record of my time, just and try to speed it up so that I like do several at once or something like that, so that I keep the time down. Every time I've tried that, something comes up in the middle of it, and you know, it ends up being again many more hours.
Well, Jim, I appreciate it. You can see my wood sculpture, at least the stage it's at. I'm not quite through with it yet, but it's on Facebook right now. So check it out and let me know what you think.
Okay. The other thing I want to tell you is that in our wood turning club, we have this principle that you never, ever, ever, ever tell anybody what it is you're intending to make until it is completely done, you've got the finish on it, and it's sitting on the shelf.
That's a good tip. I like it.
And we always refer to all the things that come up as an alternative design opportunity.
I appreciate the tip. I'll cover that angle a little bit when I come back, okay?
All right, cool. Thanks so much. And right. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Jim. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and we'll talk about black walnut question coming up when I come back. Don't go away.
Unibest International has a great new soil testing kit for home gardeners, agriculture and greenhouse producers, turf managers, and landscape contractors. Tests determine what fertilizer nutrients are needed and provide easy-to-understand fertilizer recommendations tailored to your site that will improve production and quality. For more information or to order your ready-to-use professional-grade soil test kit, call 877-535-2479 or go to unibestinc.com. That's 877-535-2479.
Bring a dose of nature indoors with the newest MoMA organic plant foods loaded with natural ingredients and millions of beneficial microbes to grow bigger, more beautiful plants. And with this MoMA's new Easy Dose cap, you'll get a perfect pour every time. Just flip open the cap, turn the bottle over, and pour in the pre-measured dose. Then fill the watering can with water and feed the plants. No measuring, no mess. Just flip, fill, and feed. Espoma Organica, natural in the garden since 1929. Visit espoma.com to learn more or to find a retailer near you.
What if you could be younger and stronger for longer? Many experts agree that regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine and even your personal health and longevity. So if you or someone you know is suffering from chronic pain or dealing with other health challenges, then stem cell therapy just may be the solution. It's simple, safe, natural, effective, and affordable. So before you operate, before you medicate, now you can regenerate.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
Book your consultation now. Call today at 469-687-94 and receive a $200 consultation free of charge. That's 469-687-94 for the free consultation, or go to AchieveVitality.net.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically, because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea, or using rose petals in teas or salads, is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus, and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth:
children benefit from a low-fat diet? Truth, children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by the Stuart Franke family, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and many soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator stimulates the soil biology and plant roots. And all the Medina products help all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. The Medina products help you spend your money wisely, increasing production while improving the environment. All Medina products are free of toxic chemicals, including the commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus. For the proper care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Conveniently available at many hardware, nursery, and feed stores, Medina Natural Organic Products are a Dirt Doctor recommendation. 50 years young and still environmentally friendly, it's MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. I'll double check it, but I may have the art. I told you I was going to the latest of my stuff on both Facebook. So whichever Howard Garrett Facebook you go to, samples, I don't know if I got exactly all the same ones on both of them, but for the most part, they're on both of those Facebook pages. Here's Josh in Missouri, and you're next up. Hey, Josh.
Good morning, Howard.
Good morning. What's up?
Hey, we have an abundance of black walnut trees on our land, especially in the area around our house where we want to plant gardens and plant fruiting trees, and they seem to create quite a problem for us. After we take them down, can we use the limbs and branches as mulch? And what do we need to do to, like, eliminate the stumps and growth underground so we can detoxify the soil around where we want to replant?
That's an interesting question, Josh, because walnut trees are a little bit of a problem, especially for certain plants in the vegetable garden. And the ones that are the most affected are the nightshades, which is tomatoes, peppers, and eggplants. What it is, the chemical in it that does the damage is called juglans. And so here's the deal. You can grind them up. If you cut them down and grind them up, you can use the mulch of the tree if you mix it with other trees, if it's not 100% walnut. If it's 100% walnut, there's going to be enough juglans in there. The juglans is primarily coming from the fruit, from the nuts and the foliage and the buds and, you know, the protein parts of the tree. I don't think you'll get much of it out of the – I could be wrong, but I don't think you'd get much of the juglans from the carbon, from the wood, the cellulose. I'll look into that. That's a good question. Might even – need
to
add that.
We haven't had much of a tomato crop since we moved down here, and it seems to be these black walnuts are – are creating our problems, I think.
Yeah.
So.
Well, there's two things for you to know. One is if you grind up 100% walnut trees and you chip them, you'll have the tree care company or do it yourself, or however you're going to do it, grind them up into shredded tree trimmings and pile it into a pile and leave it there in place there for a year. Or if you turn it once, you could do it, you know, maybe 8 or 9 months. That will neutralize the dew glands enough with that process. If you mix the ground up tree trimmings of the walnuts with hackberries, elm trees, other, you know, pecans with other trees of various kinds of things. So it's neutralized just by dilution. You probably won't have trouble with it. But just to be on the safe side, try to keep that mulch on your landscape plants and other food crops besides the nightshades. You see what I mean?
Okay.
To get rid of the stumps, just drill holes in the stumps and go to a feed store or farm store, or you may have to order it online, and get yourself some potassium nitrate, which is saltpeter.
Okay.
And put the saltpeter in the holes and wet it down, cover it with the mulch, and the saltpeter will dissolve the stumps. Some people put burning embers from the charcoal briquette, you know, on the stump and burn it and smolder it down. And you can do that. It's a little dangerous to do it, so I don't normally recommend it. The saltpeter by itself will take care of the stumps.
Okay, great.
All right.
My wife and my wife Diane and I wish you a very Merry Christmas. We just celebrated our 5-year anniversary, and we listen to you every week.
Well, congratulations, and Merry Christmas to you, and Happy New Year if I don't talk to you before then. And same thing. It's great that you're there, and call me back anytime.
Thanks, Howard.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All righty, let's see. If you want to call, it's 866-444-3478. Let's talk about the basic organic program just a little bit, as I'm getting it in a little bit later than I intended to, but that's fine. One thing I wanted to start with, because it's such good timing and I may forget or run out of time to do it, is we are definitely right now, for a whole lot of you listening to me, in the window for the ideal time to spray an organic herbicide out there on the turf and not hurt your dormant turf, for those of you in the South, anyway. Bermuda grass, Alexandrine, zoysia, you know, that stuff's gone dormant. The cool season weeds, henbit, rescue grass, all that kind of stuff is coming on. It's time to spray it. Fatty acid products, vinegar products, the Pure Grow product is a herbal product. I'll talk about that in more detail when I come back from this break. And then we'll get into more of the basic organic program and talk about updates there. And for those of you that have never even heard the program, what to do, how you can become involved with this natural organic approach. And the reason that I recommend it, if you haven't heard me say this before, is not to save the world so much as to, well, that's part of it, that's a nice side benefit, but the main reason is that it works so well. It works so much better than the chemical approach, the toxic approach. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.